indeed, sir. Thank you.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, Fatima Diallo. I would like to ask other committee members if they wish to take the floor. If not, I'd simply like to stress the questions I had already asked, because my intention in asking those questions was as follows. The participation of civil society wrote to us with in great detail, and of course in terms of their participation in line with the Constitution. But my concern really relates to whether the report which the State Party drafted and prepared for this constructive dialogue had the participation of civil society. And if they did participate, how did this occur exactly? So I have a very specific question there. Along the same lines, I'd like to ask whether civil society has mechanisms in order to take part in decisions taken by the legislative branch or the government in drafting a law such as the Migration Act. Do you plan, if there is a reform, for instance, underway, or if a parliament, I'd like to know whether a parliament convenes civil society interested in the topic so that they come and air their views. And lastly, there are institutions that have citizen councils or boards where civil society is enabled to participate so that they can voice their views, express their views in decisions taken by an institution. It might be in the National Migration Board, for instance. There might be a citizen board where civil society is allowed to participate to express their viewpoints. That's what we mean about the existing mechanisms to share experience from civil society, because this is extremely important when it comes to migration issues. And on the C+, this system to organize and follow up on decisions taken by international bodies, including the committees. I'd like to know whether the organization tasked with the follow-up can be important. For instance, there are so many important decisions taken in the field of migration which haven't just been issued by the Committee on Migrant Workers, but also the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Migrant Workers, the UN Special Rapporteur, that is, or decisions taken by any other body in that regard. Once the organization is in place, this is very important, because many responses can be then drawn from that system. That's why it's so important to systematize that information. That would assist the government to provide specific follow-up to compliance with the decisions taken by international bodies. Now, this isn't something that's easy or straightforward. It's quite difficult, and we understand that. That's why the experience of the C+ is quite important. And I would ask you to answer that question. Have you organized yourselves in such a way so that you can look at the decisions taken by international bodies, for example, on human trafficking or torture or migration issues? And have they been complied with? Or are there various ministries that are working on this to come up with a specific decision? That's what systematization is about, and follow up to decisions taken by international bodies. So I don't really want to hear a description, if you will, but I'd like to ask you about the experience of the C+ system in order to respond to follow-up to decisions handed down by international bodies. We would be grateful to hear from you, to hear the answers. And now you have an additional 3 questions. I will give you about 15 minutes, a 15-minute break, so that you can organize your questions. And we will use the remaining time to give an answer. But of course, as I say, you can, in 24 hours, provide us with additional information in writing to answer those questions. Minister Magne, you have 15 minutes.